FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and it's May 8th, 2018. A lot of developments going on in the nation's capital, otherwise known as the swamp. But first, as always, be part of the show. Love to get your emails. Just send us an email to kl@kerrylutz.com. So the swamp, will Trump fire Sessions? Will he fire Rosenstein? And will Mueller be terminated with perhaps extreme prejudice? That is the question. And no better person to talk to than Dr. Jerome Corsi, noted author of best-selling book, Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. Dr. Corsi, welcome back to the show.
A great pleasure to be back with you. Thank you.
As always, so we've seen some developments. You were telling me earlier you believe that the Q that we all came to know and love is no longer the Q that we're actually seeing on the internet. What makes you feel that way?
Well, I mean, I think there were several hints. First of all, Q began posting that anyone making money was not a patriot. You know, the patriots did not profit from the Great Awakening movement. Now, that was a statement which, you know, a leader like Q is supposed to be a leader, supposedly supporting Donald Trump, doesn't attack their strongest supporters and divide the movement. And of course, as soon as that was posted, immediately all the trolls jumped on it, and I began getting abuse for making money for writing a book. Now, I mean, this is not Soviet Russia.
Yeah. Yeah. Since when's that a crime?
When's it a crime to write a book and make money from it? I mean, and that Q would begin this attack was out of character. Then almost, you know, within a very short time, Q dropped one of the 8chan boards that Q had been posting on. It was obviously compromised. A new board was created, a new trip code, which is what was required for Q to continue posting on the 8chan. And I think those were compromised. I believe the CIA has totally moved in and compromised the Q identity. And, you know, sources I've been talking to in D.C. have, and around the world, actually, have also soured on the QAnon phenomenon. Because if you read the recent posts, these most recent ones even today, Q is basically saying, you know, trust Sessions, wait, trust the plan. You know, indictments are coming. Where are the indictments? I haven't seen a single criminal indictment of anybody in the deep state. Where is the Inspector General Horowitz's report? I want to see it. Why are Rosenstein and Sessions refusing to turn over Congress these million pages Congress has wanted to see on its oversight responsibility? And Q says, oh, they can't compromise criminal prosecutions that may be underway. This is all secret squirrel stuff, which is an attempt to continue a cover-up that I think Rod Rosenstein is orchestrating within the Department of Justice so the deep state criminals may get fired, but they won't get indicted. They'll get to walk just like Hillary Clinton. Now, the point is that Congress could see those documents in its oversight capacity and not compromise a criminal investigation that was ongoing. And that could be arranged and could be done in a way that would be orchestrated between Congress and the Department of Justice. You have Rod Rosenstein now giving speeches saying that he'll decide, he won't be extorted to hand over documents to Congress. Excuse me, wait a minute. Congress has oversight responsibility. Where in the Constitution does Rosenstein get to run the Department of Justice as an independent organization, not under the oversight of Congress? That's the deep state. The deep state does not want congressional examination, doesn't want to turn over papers. Also, by the way, it didn't get much attention, but Christopher Wray and the FBI just announced this week that he is not going to get the personal devices from Strozek and Page, these two lovers. He's going to not pursue those. Now, Senator Grassley in Judiciary wrote an excoriating letter to Wray saying, you've got to go get those devices because they're now part of potentially the criminal record. And you can't let those documents go, the personal, you know, emails that Strozek and Page may have communicated on their personal devices to each other might contain the heart of the coup d'etat conspiracy, the treason. And that Ray is giving Strozek and Page a pass on this to me is astounding. And the Q is now covering it up by saying, oh, there's criminal vests. Trust the plan. Trust the plan. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't trust the plan. What is the plan? Yeah. The plan so far seems to be that all the deep state criminals walk.
Yeah. Yeah. No one's been held to account yet. Hillary, the Podesta brothers, God only knows what they've done. The rest of them, they all seem to be living their lives happily and opposing Trump and, you know, inflicting harm upon the country.
Yeah, I mean, Hillary's going to hold a fundraiser in New York City, $100,000 the top, you know, cost to, you know, be close to Hillary at the dinner. She's still raising money. You know, she violated, I think, obviously, the national security laws on the handling of classified information. Huma Abedin was posting those on her Yahoo account, mm-hmm. State Department cables. Anybody Huma Abedin gave her email to and her password could have read those. Were the Muslim Brotherhood reading them? Were they in cahoots with the Awan brothers, getting all this classified information from Congress over to Pakistan? I mean, this stinks. Mm-hmm. And I'm done listening to Q or whoever the Q co-opted person is, trying to, you know, shame me for writing a book, or all the others who have promoted Q and stood with Q. If Q were still the legitimate Q, he wouldn't be dividing his own movement and unleashing an army of trolls to trash those supporting Q for profiteering. This is a socialist Marxist attack. And if Q were the original Q supporting President Trump, you know, a Make America Great Again was not based upon making us a socialist nation in which people were going to be shamed for writing a book supporting Donald Trump and making a buck.
Yeah. Hey, writing a book is as American as it gets here. You know, I mean, what in the world could be wrong with writing a book? And hey, we only hope that it sells 10 million copies and really awakens the public to what has gone on here and what is going on. It's just shocking to me that anybody would begrudge you the right to write a book.
In fact, Q has now turned the Q movement against me and others who have made any money at all, so that we're being constantly trashed, constantly shamed. You know, I've had to block 200 or 300 people
really?
From my Twitter account who are just posting the most hateful things you can imagine about me because I'm profiteering that I wrote a book to support Donald Trump. I think that's completely it looks like an army of CIA trolls. I'm sure not all out there. I'm sure there's, you know, lots of millennials out there who don't understand, you know, that it's the whole capitalist move behind Donald Trump's rejection of the deep state and the new world order. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to be giving 100% of my income to the government.
No,
you know, government takes. Don't earn any money. Don't earn any money. You know, the government will take care of you. I don't think so. I don't think that's what Donald Trump is about. I don't understand where this army of trolls gets their authority to turn against the movement, to split the movement supporting Donald Trump by shaming somebody like me for writing a best-selling book and expecting to get paid for it.
Yeah, and doing a service to boot. That's the whole thing about America, is that you're free to pursue your own best material benefit for you and your family, and to be rewarded for it accordingly. So
Q's on that line, Q's been compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Because no legitimate military intelligence operation, which I believe the original Q was, supporting President Trump, would make a statement intended to divide the supporters and turn them against some of the most vocal supporters and decoders of Q. So I'm making it clear now that this Q that's currently posting, and if you read the post today, you know, oh, Trump, trust Sessions. There's all these secret squirrel investigations going on by John Huber in Utah. Yeah, prove it. Just because people are fired from the Department of Justice and the FBI doesn't mean they're going to be indicted. It means they might be being given a pass. I want to see the indictments. I want to see the Inspector General's report. I want to see the Department of Justice comply with its oversight responsibilities to Congress and turn over in an unredacted form, you know, to Congress all the million documents, pages of documents Congress is asking for.
That would be nice to see. I agree.
And let's go at why is the Department of Justice and the FBI giving Strozek and Page a pass? Go get the personal. They didn't have any. Nobody gave Michael Cohen a pass when, you know, I want to see the search warrant that allowed the FBI to break into Michael Cohen or Manafort. Manafort's home at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
And, you know, rip out everything, computers, files, cameras, cell phones, records of any kind, dragnet. This is KGB. Mueller's a dirty prosecutor. And now you've got Comey and Sessions and Rosenstein launching a public relations attack that's designed to defend the deep state. And I don't believe under Rosenstein, well, as long as Rosenstein is there, none of these deep state traitors will ever get prosecuted.
So you think that the next move is Trump's going to fire them all?
I think Trump is moving to fire them all. And I think Trump, first indication to me was that, you know, we've had three judges now and three of the main cases that Mueller has brought.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. The three main cases that Mueller has brought against this Russian troll farm, against Paul Manafort.
Yeah, that pathetic case,
And against General Flynn, who I think is a genuine American hero. The judges in each of these cases from the bench have made it clear they think that Mueller is engaging again and prosecutorial misconduct. Read Sidney Powell's book, License to Lie, in which these same prosecutors, including Mueller, including Weissman on the team, in both the Enron case and the Ted Stevens case from Alaska, you know, engaged in prosecutorial misconduct, committing crimes in order to get a prosecution. You see the same. I mean, look at Schneiderman. Yeah. Who's now disgraced,
and Schneiderman
was trying to find a state law into which they could bring a case against Donald Trump.
So he couldn't pardon anybody because they'd be convicted under state law.
Yeah, well, they got Schneiderman. Schneiderman's done.
Yeah.
Brett Behar should be next.
Isn't
the
it
Billy
amazing?
Billy Walters case, it was a gambler prosecuted for insider trading, which I think was a complete setup.
Mm-hmm.
The judge was on to it, and Behar had to admit that for 2 years, FBI agent Chavez prosecuted Billy Walters in the press, having meeting after meeting after meeting, giving grand jury information to the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, which they, of course, published, convicting Billy Walters of insider trading before Brett Behar ever prosecutor indicted Billy Walters. That case is under appeal and needs to be thrown out. And by the way, Behar advised Mueller and Weissman and has been integral to the advice given to the special prosecutor when he's not part of the special prosecutor team.
These are
criminal, crooked prosecutors. And I think if any one judge in the Russian troll farm case, the Manafort case, the General Flynn case, throws the case out of court, which I think could happen, the nation's going to be told that Mueller is a prosecutorial crook who engaged in prosecutorial misconduct, violating the laws, including the search warrant laws, using FISA 1 authority, you know, which was extended by Rosenstein in July 2017.
After Trump's president. Yeah.
Right. And to get information on Manafort. Manafort was charged for offenses that go back to 2005 and 2006, clearly 10 years before Donald. They said Donald Trump had a campaign. This had nothing to do with the original Russian collusion premise.
Yeah, and the judge excoriated them all in that case. In the Manafort case, he said, I'm not taking your word for it. I want to see the actual written authority from Rosenstein to Mueller. And let's not forget Mueller with the Whitey Bulger debacle where innocent four innocent guys went to jail and stayed there for years. And Preet Bharara, how does he not indict comrade Bill de Blasio, who one of the defendants admitted in open court that he bribed de Blasio. He contributed money in exchange for specific favors. And yet Preet Bharara can't find a crime there? This is madness.
Well, these guys all go back. I mean, Mueller and John Kerry in college were on the same football team. And I mean, these guys are all buddies.
Good old boys.
For a long time. Yeah, I mean, Manafort's got, you know, look, I'm sorry. Mueller and Kerry, Mueller the prosecutor and John Kerry go back to school together, playing football together.
Yeah.
Mueller's worth $18 million.
How'd that happen? Yeah. And a lowly civil servant. Okay.
Well, and then also because he, you know, wink, wink, did not bring the Russian uranium bribing scandal in the United States. Victoria Townsend's client, William Campbell, was a whistleblower. Mueller suppressed that information from the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States, kept that information away from the committee.
Of course.
Committee voted to allow Russia to get 100% of uranium-1, 20% of U.S. uranium, some of which ends up in Russia. I think some of which ends up in
maybe Syria. Iran. Who knows where it wound up?
Who knows? And you know, Hillary makes $147 million in her foundation, and Mueller gets a $3 million a year cushy job with a law firm.
It's all coincidence.
How that happened,
Dr. Corse. It's all coincidence. Come on. You're just paranoid. You're just seeing things and wrongdoing where there isn't any.
Because I wrote a book and wanted to be paid for it. I mean, this is where the, you know, QAnon has turned on me and the QAnon trolls have been unleashed.
So the question is Donald Trump going to wake up, and is he just going to really sweep the deck and get rid of these people? Mueller, I mean, now that he's under attack in three separate cases where indictments were brought under his authority as special counsel, he's on his way out there, because if there was ever a reason to fire him, boy, we're going to see it soon. And it's only a week and a half to go till that second shoe drops in the court in the case in Northern Virginia with Judge Ellis, who seems to be a pretty no-nonsense guy here, doesn't he, Dr. Corsi?
I think so, and I think he knows the law. And I think he knows that Mueller violated the law in the prosecution. You see, Donald Trump today gave an historic address on the, you know, this week he's aiming to end the Iranian deal. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump's speech ending the Iranian deal was historic.
Absolutely.
Because here Donald Trump, you know, defied the EU, defied John Kerry, Hillary Clinton, and Obama, who sent plane loads of cash. We don't know where they all went or how much they were.
God,
some of that cash ended up in also payoffs back to Obama. We don't know.
Yeah,
untraceable.
We have no idea.
Untraced. No idea.
It was hidden from Congress. Hidden from them.
I think President Trump is finally understanding. He's had enough experience now to understand the great powers that are in the presidency. And I think he's wielding them effectively to protect the Constitution. And I think the Trump revolution, which I think will get into a second American revolution spread worldwide, will expose this deep state. And Donald Trump is not going to let a cover-up with Mueller, Rosenstein, and Sessions go on for any longer. I think he's putting them all on notice they're about to go.
Well, look, you know Trump for a long time. I know him. He's nobody's fool. And
right.
To think that he doesn't understand somehow what's going on here is to really, just ignore reality right in the face.
Look at how they think they can, you know, Macron comes over from France. They're buddy-buddy, kissy-kissy. Let's have escargot, big state dinner. We'll get Donald Trump. Let me go over there, Macron says. I'll convince Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah.
We'll talk about Lafayette and our historic relations between our two nations. And I'll tell Donald Trump that stay in the Iranian deal, but, you know, renegotiate it. But don't break the deal. Donald Trump listened to that and said, what are you, take your escargot and get out of here.
Yeah, take your escargot and go eat some oysters on the south of France. Get out of here.
I want to show you how my escargot.
Yeah, like you got to wonder what they think. Like, Trump is nobody's fool. We both know that. And yet,
Trump's a very brilliant man, and yeah. They all treat him as if they can play him like a violin. And Trump is learning what the extensive powers of the presidency are. If he fires Mueller, especially after it's clear that Mueller is a crooked prosecutor and should be himself put under criminal indictment, if Mueller is under criminal investigation, which he should be, except Rosenstein won't do it, Sessions, mm-hmm. I think, is scared. I think Sessions, was under investigation by McCabe and the others after he gave his confirmation hearing. They were investigating to see if he lied to Congress about Russia. They had all the FISA information. I think Sessions just plain scared he's going to spend the rest of his life under indictment for Russian collusion. I think they got him cowered.
Yeah.
But fire him. Fire Mueller first. Fire Rosenstein. Fire Sessions. And do it after it's apparent to the country that this was a deep state criminal operation to protect their cover-up of their criminal treasonous coup d'etat started, as I point out, in killing the deep state within the FBI. They're still covering it up. Mueller's still thinking he can, establish a basis for Trump to be impeached. That isn't going to happen. If Trump fired Mueller today, I don't see any way that Congress would have impeachment hearings in the House. It was not going to happen, especially with the midterm elections around the corner. House isn't going to do it. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be any impeachment vote. And when Trump makes it clear to the nation that, Mueller, Rosenstein, and Sessions are all acting like criminals in a cover-up that's extended, they never thought Hillary was going to lose.
No.
They thought they'd get away with this, coup d'etat planned within the FBI. They still think they can get away with it by not going and getting Strozek and Page personal devices to get all the instant messages between them. I want to see it all. Mm-hmm. I want the American people, release these texts between Strozek and Page. Let's see them.
There's the people.
The extent of the coup d'etat. This was treason. Mm-hmm. And I think we need, as we the people are sovereign in this nation, we need to see the evidence. We need to end the cover-up. We need to fire Mueller, fire Rosenstein, fire Sessions, and QAnon with the CIA co-option, which I believe has happened now, needs also to be exposed. I think the initial Q information was valuable, but now all Q is saying is trust the plan. It's all okay. Trust the plan. Yeah,
everything's fine. Sessions,
everything's fine. Just wait. So they want us to wait long enough until they can have some case to impeach Donald. If Donald Trump doesn't fire Mueller, he's going to be impeached. That's the point. That's the truth. The deep state will get away with it. The coup d'etat will succeed.
It certainly looks like that's a distinct possibility. Although Trump, every time, you can never count him down. Look at all that got pulled during the campaign.
Hi.
Stormy Daniels.
For decades, I've said Donald Trump always looks like he's going to lose until just before he wins.
Truer words were never spoken, Dr. Corsi. That's why you need to go out, buy Dr. Corsi's book, Killing the Deep State, Fight to Save Donald Trump and His Presidency. Give the full title, Killing the Deep State. And it's a really valuable book. I've been reading it. Killing the Deep State, The Fight to Save President Trump. You need to read it because basically you talk about all of it.
And by the way, great reviews on Amazon. It's getting close to the threshold of 1,000 positive reviews where Amazon's forced to do more marketing the book. Despite mainstream media doing no interviewing, they give Comey all this airtime. They don't bother. They don't want anybody reading Killing the Deep State. But it's been on the New York Times bestseller list for 4 weeks. And I wanted to stay there longer.
Yeah,
I want to drive this point home that this is probably the most successful book written supporting the Trump presidency. The mainstream media doesn't want you reading Killing the Deep State.
Mm-hmm.
But I think if you go out and buy it, you send a message to Donald Trump, to these deep state conspirators, everybody else, that we the people aren't going to stand for it anymore. We're sick and tired of it. And
That's
we want
ridiculous.
The criminals of the deep state brought to trial.
Couldn't agree with you more, Dr. Corsi. It's just disgraceful what has taken place. out and out criminal, beyond criminal. You know, when you try to take out a sitting president, that's treason.
Treason.
That's the biggest shock.
Call it for what it is. This is not, you know, forget about none dare call it treason. I'm calling it treason.
Yeah, it really boils down to that. So get the book. You really need to read it. Hey, Dr. Corsi, thank you so much for coming on. Hey, if you want to ask Dr. Corsi a question, email me, kl@carrielutz.com, Twitter feed @CarrieLutz, and Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. We always enjoy having you on, Dr. Corsi. Thanks for shedding some light on the current status of Q. I tend to agree with you. I think you're right. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Always a great pleasure. Thank you.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.